These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. Just balances, just weights, a just ephah, and a just hin shall ye have. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. Judges and officers shalt thou make thee in all thy gates, which the Lord thy God giveth thee throughout thy tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. That which is altogether just shalt thou follow, that thou mayest live and inherit the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. But thou shalt have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure shalt thou have, that thy days may be lengthened in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he.
The God of Israel said, The rock of Israel spake to me, He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God.
Howbeit thou art just in all that is brought upon us, for thou hast done right, but we have done wickedly.
Shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his Maker?
I know it is so of a truth. But how should man be just with God?
I am as one mocked of his neighbor, who calleth upon God, and he answereth him. The just upright man is laughed to scorn. He may prepare it, but the just shall put it on, and the innocent shall divide the silver.
Behold, in this thou art not just. I will answer thee that God is greater than man.
Shall even he that hateth right govern? And wilt thou condemn him that is most just?
O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth.
The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. But the path of the just is as the shining light, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. The tongue of the just is as choice silver, the heart of the wicked is little worth. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the froward tongue shall be cut out. A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. An hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinners is laid up for the just. A just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are his work. He that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abomination to the Lord. Also to punish the just is not good, nor to strike princes for equity. He that is first in his own cause seemeth just, but his neighbor cometh and searcheth him. The just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. It is joy to the just to do judgment, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. The bloodthirsty hate the upright, but the just seek his soul. An unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in the way is abomination to the wicked.
All things have I seen in the days of my vanity. There is a just man that perisheth in his righteousness, and there is a wicked man that prolongeth his life in his wickedness. For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. There is a vanity which is done upon the earth, that there be just men, unto whom it happeneth according to the work of the wicked. Again there be wicked men, to whom it happeneth according to the work of the righteous. I said that this also is vanity.
The way of the just is uprightness. Thou, most upright,
dost weigh the path of the just, that make a man an offender for a word, and lay a snare for him that reproveth in the gate, and turn aside the just for a thing of naught. Tell ye, and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I, the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Saviour. There is none beside me. For the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests that have shed the blood of the just in the midst of her. But if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, hath walked in my statutes and hath kept my judgments to deal truly, he is just, he shall surely live, saith the Lord God. Ye shall have just balances and a just ephah and a just bath. Who is wise and he shall understand these things? Prudent and he shall know them? For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins. They afflict the just, they take a bribe, and they turn aside the poor in the gate from their right. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. The just Lord is in the midst thereof, he will not do iniquity. Every morning doth he bring his judgment to light, he faileth not. But the unjust knoweth no shame. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass and upon a colt the foal of an ass. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. Ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the earth. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and in holy, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee. For thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. And they watched him and sent forth spies, which should feign themselves just men, that they might take hold of his words, that so they might deliver him unto the power and authority of the governor. And behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, and he was a good man and a just. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. But ye denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted? And they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers. And they said, Cornelius, the centurion, a just man and one that feareth God, and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by an holy angel to send for thee into his house, and to hear words of thee. And he said, The God of our fathers hath chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will, and see that Just One, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. And not rather as we be slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil that good may come, whose damnation is just. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints.